One language is finding a revival online during the pandemic.
I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Brian Kirshen, associate professor of Spanish and linguistics at Binghamton University, examines how this came to be.
Ladino is more than a language that I research. It's one that I teach, continue to learn, and it's one that is experiencing a revival today. When Sephardic Jews, Jews from the Iberian Peninsula, were expelled from their homeland at the end of the 15th century, they primarily found refuge in the Ottoman Empire. There, they preserved their old Castilian, in contact with other Ibero-Romance languages, incorporating linguistic elements from Hebrew, Turkish, Greek, Italian, French, among other languages, each for their own purposes and unique reasons. This is Judeo-Spanish, often referred to as Ladino. The development of Ladino and its ample points of contact are foci of my sociolinguistic research. Working with speakers of the language, from nonagenarians who survived the Holocaust to college-age students who seek to reclaim their heritage language, has provided an opportunity to bring old and young, speaker and learner, and community and academia together. A language that has been slowly fading for the past century is experiencing quite the reawakening, in large part due to innovation and almost daily opportunities to speak or listen to the language. During the pandemic, at a time when people have been rather isolated, stakeholders and educators from around the world have helped develop a community, an online one, in the absence of a physical speech community. Collaborating with one another will prove pivotal to the continued use of Ladino, as will providing regular and new occasions to use the language. And though some speakers may feel it is too late to foster new generations of Ladino speakers, preservation continues by passing on words, sayings, songs, folklore, and traditions from one generation to the next. As long as they are speakers with us today, their voices can and will be heard.
That was Brian Kirshen of Binghamton University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.